This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Pete Olson, Republican from the Lone Star State's 22nd Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the brand new job figures coming out for the month of February. Jobless rate holding steady 9.7%, 36,000 jobs lost, though, last month. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Greg. I greatly appreciate your time.
The press releases coming into my inbox kind of take two different tacks. One is that we still don't have any job creation, and clearly that has not been a success, that effort to this point. Others say the job losses are getting closer and closer to zero, and that ultimately that's a success in and of itself, and soon we'll be in the positive territory. What's your take on today's numbers?
My take on those numbers, Greg, is these aren't good numbers. I mean, these reflect the fact that the stimulus package that we passed, first one major initiative of this administration back in, I guess it was early February, my first big vote as a member of Congress, hasn't done what it's supposed to do. The president at one point said early in the spring that we're not going to have unemployment go above 8%. Unfortunately, we're living at right at about 10%. And as you've mentioned, we lost 36,000 jobs, lost 36,000 jobs last month. We've lost 7.5 million since the majority part of the Democrats took control of Congress in 2006. And, it's no job loss is significant. 36,000 people aren't working. And these numbers, as you know, are low. I mean, because they're dependent upon the people who actually file for unemployment benefits. And unfortunately, in our country right now, there's people who are just tired of going out, and they are just of the belief that they're not going to find any employment. They're not filing for the benefits. So I've heard from experts that these numbers are probably 3 to 5% lower than they actually are.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Pete Olson. Congressman, you voted on a jobs package this week worth about $15 billion. Various incentives there for hiring, including a payroll tax freeze on any hires for folks who have been unemployed for 60 days or more, as well as some issues related to banks lending to small businesses. What did you make of that legislation?
Greg, I voted against that legislation. I mean, I think that was just political cover for some of the things that are happening as a result of this administration's policies. That wasn't, again, in my opinion, a serious effort to address the problems in our economy, to get our economy going again. I mean, we believe very strongly that the power, the greatness of America is in our free enterprise system and small businesses, and we need to give those individuals, those entities, tax breaks and get them rolling again, get them cash in their hands. There are some provisions in the bill that the government would pay $5,000 and the company would have to pick up the rest of that if you create a job. Well, that's still whatever. If you hire somebody for $50,000, that's $45,000 that comes out of your pocket. That's not what the solution is. The solution is to let the American people, the small businesses, keep their money and do what they've been doing, create jobs in America, what they've been doing for over 230 years now.
Congressman, get a little more specific if you can. What kind of tax cuts do you think would make the most difference?
I mean, I think, one thing we talked about was having an across-the-board tax cuts for just all Americans for a couple of months, a tax holiday. I think that makes a lot of sense. Certainly some of the things this administration is talking about, here in my state, some of the things that they're talking about doing to, the development of the drilling, the offshore oil drilling, the development of natural gas entities, they're looking to take away a lot of the tax credits that make those companies viable. And these are small businesses. It's not the big guys, not the ExxonMobils, not the Shells of the world that need this stuff, but the small guys. But they're the ones that we can ride with a couple of things to energy independence, more nuclear power, I mean, more natural gas, more clean coal. There's a lot of things. America has the resources to develop energy independence. And, again, some of these tax cuts can get those small businesses here in my district rolling again.
Congressman, we heard from a former chief economist for President Bush's Department of Labor today that in the next couple months we're likely to see pretty sharp increases in jobs because of the number of people needed to help carry out the census this year. And so the numbers won't be an accurate portrayal of the real economic climate. How do you think we should read the numbers?
Not the economic expert that he is, certainly by any means, but that makes a great point. I mean, the census, as you know, that's going to be a one-year, a couple of months increase in our employment. And that's been one of the problems with the government's proposal so far, this administration's, are there's been an overwhelming increase or preponderance to use government-created jobs. And those aren't the jobs that drive our economy. And we need to get the private sector, get the small businesses engaged, and give them, again, some tax breaks, whatever's necessary to get them rolling again. And we do that. Small business is healthy. America's healthy.
As you talk to the small business owners in your district, in addition to tax policy, what from Washington would help or hurt them?
Well, they're very much concerned. A couple things here in our district, you know, certainly this cap and trade, the cap and tax bill, and what we will do to those businesses that emit CO2 and hydrocarbons. They're very much afraid of that. Healthcare has certainly got some of the implications, you know, in the bill here in the House, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I know that might not be the preferred bill in discussions with the administration, but they had tax provisions for small businesses that would dramatically hurt them. I've met with constituents who said, you know, if this would come through and it hasn't changed, I'm probably going to stop providing insurance for my people and put them on their own or put them on the government dole or something like that. Again, that's not what's in America's best interest. We've got a system that works. Our small businesses are great, and we need to encourage them to provide health care for their employees because it's a benefit for them. I mean, they attract the quality people and retain them. And for the government to roll in and put excessive taxes, again, the bill that passed the House, we're going to hit businesses that didn't provide adequate health care for an 8.5%, I believe it was 8% payroll tax. Now, not in the Senate bill, but the devil's going to be in the details here. There's lots, you know, there are taxes in the Senate bill. If that does become the bill of record, you know, on the quote-unquote people who, you know, the high earners in America, somebody above $250,000, well, many, many small businesses, because of our accounting procedures and practices, fit that. And to put that tax burden on their backs at this time in our economy makes no sense to me.
Congressman, last question. It's still almost 8 months till Election Day, but in Texas, you just had your primary, and so the midterm election season is officially upon us here. What do voters care most about? Obviously, those without jobs care about that the most, but what issues, as you observe the primary results and just your own district, is going to drive how voters make their choice this year?
You're hitting it, Greg. We're talking about it. Jobs and the economy is the number one priority, and you see it over and over and over. I mean, you know, just as an example, the elections in Virginia in November, you know, where we swept every statewide, got back the governorship, exit polls out of that, you know, we're right in the middle of the health care debate at that time, so you would figure health care would probably be number one. It was number four. Jobs and economy were number one. That's what I'm seeing back here in my district. And again, we have a fundamental disagreement with the administration as to how to do this. You know, the government-created jobs, government funding, government takeover isn't the answer. The American people are the answer, giving their money back, tax cuts, tax credits. That's how we're going to get out of this recession and start creating jobs again.
Congressman, our time is up. Thank you very much, sir, for your time today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Greg. You do the same.
Thank you,
sir.
Texas Republican Congressman Pete Olson represents his state's 22nd congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.